This is episode 342. If you've abandoned your health goals before, then my assumption is that you didn't build enough layers of motivation into your reason for doing the things that get the goal achieved. In this episode, I'll show you how to think about motivation and goals differently so that no matter what, you have a reason to follow through on the action that leads you towards the goal. It's simple, but it's easily missed. So let's dive in.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome back to another episode of this wonderful podcast, if I do say so myself. Now, in 2024, it's my mission to coach 500 people to get control of their sugar cravings and sugar binges so they can stop yo-yo dieting, stop obsessing about food, and finally create a body that they feel confident being in. And if you're new here and you've just heard that mission for the first time and it really resonates, then head to the show notes below and click the link and have a conversation with me about helping to solve some of those problems in your world. What I want to talk about today and a part of solving those problems in your world is setting goals. But more importantly, we're all really good at setting goals. I've had that conversation with people 1,000 times at this point, which is that I can set goals. I set goals all of the time. And then those goals get forgotten about, abandoned, adjusted so that they fit the current mindset. Sometimes, you know, if you're at the gym, the goal is really epic. And then when at dinner time, when you're tired and stressed and worn out and hungry, it's like, well, does the goal really matter? I'm going to choose to eat A, B, and C, chocolate, wine, and donuts, right? And so then the next day you get up and you regret what happened last night because you think, shit, I abandoned my goal. I let myself down. I violated my own trust. Now I feel like shit, so I might as well just give up because I suck at everything. So everyone's really good at goals, but we need layers of motivation. And what I mean about layers of motivation is that we want to get some real deep meaning in the context of our goals so that irrelevant of the way that we feel, we can still latch on to some level of motivation, right? And I want to give you some examples of this. So sometimes most people stop at the layer of motivation when it comes to health and wellness, that is recovering their illness, disease, or just losing weight, right? Looking good in the mirror. And that's a really great goal. There's no debating that we should all want to reverse our disease and illness or lose weight to become a healthy body weight so that we're actually, you know, in a body that's going to be resilient enough to last the course of time. And so that's fantastic, but most people stop there. And most fad diets and most practitioners will tell you to set a goal and you'll set a goal of 10 kilos and they'll be like, amazing, let's do it, you know, or 30 pounds. But we need meaning to that goal, right? We need layers of motivation as to why the action of achieving the goal is important. So important distinction there is the action that achieves the goal, not the goal itself. So we want layers of motivation that will get you up and to the gym or to the kitchen or to the farmer's market or to whatever thing in your life it is, to that meeting with your partner or that difficult conversation with your partner or, you know, whatever it is that is in your life that you need to change. It needs layers of deep meaning and motivation beyond just the physical or beyond just whatever's in front of you right now. And so I want you to think about it like this. So the base level is the physical, right? So let's call that level A. So level A is the thinking, physical kind of goal or motivation. So when we think about that, what we mean is, let's go with me going to the gym. Okay, I give this example a lot with my clients. So the thinking or the physical goal, if I'm really in my thoughts and overthinking too much, or, you know, just simply thinking about the physical results that I want, going to the gym is the thing, then the goal I want, let's say, is abs. Okay. And like, that's really good because sometimes when I'm at the gym, like the idea of abs is actually quite motivating. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. I want to get strong. I want to get ripped. I want to get in shape. I want to look good naked. You know, I want to be able to go to the beach and have the babes looking over at me. Whatever goes on for that thinking or physical level of goal is totally okay. However, guess what? Tomorrow, if I'm a bit tired or I'm underslept or I worked too much or I'm stressed, maybe when I get up and the alarm goes to get to the gym, the motivation or the depth of meaning that abs brings is just not deep enough. It's just not motivating enough. And I'm like, oh, who really cares? You know, abs, whatever. It's about who you are as a person. You know, nobody cares if I've got abs or not. And as you can see, that layer of motivation falls apart, right? And it might be the same for you. might be like, I want to lose weight. Amazing. Let's go. You're at the gym. You're feeling good. You had a good gym session. Then tomorrow you wake up and you're like, is losing weight really that, you know, that important? I don't know. Like, it's so much effort and chocolate and wine are so nice. Maybe it's just about living in the moment, right? And so we have these conversations in our head. And so on that second layer of motivation, when the thinking or the physical goal has been abandoned or bypassed, we need another layer, right? And for me, in this gym example, that second layer is my mental health, which has nothing to do with my physical, right? And I call this the feeling or the mental layer of motivation, which is, I might be lying there and being like, who cares about abs? But I've been chronically depressed and even suicidal before in my life. And that is awful. It's utterly awful. And so the idea that getting up and moving my body is going to help prevent poor mental health or devastating thought processes or being more resilient in situations that are able to help me manage life and sort my shit out without getting really low, that's a really important deep layer of motivation for me. And so it's not even about performance. It's not about going to the gym and absolutely crushing it. It's about showing up and moving my body. And usually once I've done that for the first 5 or 10 minutes, then the workout is as good as yesterday's workout. It's just showing up, beginning the process, and then letting the biology and the neurotransmitters and the hormones kick in, and then we're kind of back to normal. So we've got layer one of the goals, or layer A, thinking physical goals, I want abs. Layer B, which is more feeling and mental, which is for me about my mental health. And then we go to level three. So level three is like worldly. It's esoteric. It's really big. It's big picture kind of stuff. And so for me, sometimes the thinking goal, the abs, or the feeling goal, my mental health and my mental wellness, are not enough. Those two goals are not enough to get me going, right? And I have to think inspirational, like big, big goals. And so one of them is that I'm the host of a really popular podcast, this show you're listening to right now. And I want to be a leader of health and wellness. And so it's really important to me that I show up authentically and with integrity as the guy that's able to get himself out of bed, even when he doesn't want to, even when he's not motivated by the abs, even when he's not motivated by good mental health. I want to be a leader. And that, for you, could be a leader of your family or your workplace, right? And so that might get me to the gym. Now, in the context of like a weight loss goal, layer one or layer A, right? So we've got A, B, and C. So layer A is the thinking physical, and it might be, I want to be 10 kilograms lighter so I can wear a bikini to the beach, okay? Which is a totally fine goal. However, most often we wake up and that motivation isn't deep enough. It's not strong enough. And so the next layer might be, what else happens if I'm 10 kilograms lighter? Or, which is about what, 25 pounds, right? Well, if I'm more confident at work and I can execute my job in a really productive way, I'm going to feel really good about myself. And so arguably that's actually a mental health goal. So level B is, I feel confident at work. Which is like, wow, work is really important to me. My career is important to me. I want to progress. I want to be known in the space. I want to be a reliable employee. You know, I want to get bonuses and I want to be able to negotiate pay rises. And so actually, it's got nothing to do with physical weight loss, but feeling confident in my own skin and my work outfit and being able to walk in and everybody know that I'm that reliable person that they can count on. And then the third layer, or the layer C, is the big esoteric being goal. Like, who do you want to be? And for you, this might be, I want to be around for my kids. It might be about longevity, right? Which has got nothing to do with how you look naked or how you perform at work. It's that I want to be physically able and present for my children and for their grandchildren. As you can see, levels A, B, and C, or 1, 2, and 3, of these layers of motivation are designed to get you to act no matter where your headspace is at, right? Because sometimes we don't care about two of those things. Sometimes we don't care about one of them. Sometimes we care about all three. And they're the days that it's really easy to get to the gym, or it's really easy to get to the kitchen, or it's really easy to go and buy the right food and eat the right thing and say no to the stuff that isn't helpful. But it's really important that you layer up your goals with these three layers of meaning, or these three layers of motivation, so that you can make it almost impossible that you won't abandon ship. And on the days that you do, guess what? You're going to wake up tomorrow and have these three layers of meaning, or this depth of meaning in your motivation to choose from. And maybe you need four layers, maybe you need five layers. But the point is that we want to be able to create a space where it's really difficult to fall off the bandwagon, or not find a reason to get out of bed, or not find a reason to do the healthy thing that is going to benefit your life and help you achieve the goal that we started with. The goal is just a general place to aim. The layers of motivation and action that get us there are the most important things, because it's small changes over time, small habits over time that eventually get us to a goal. When we get there, guess what? We're usually like, okay, wonderful. Now what? Okay. And if those layers of motivation don't carry you beyond the goal, then you'll hit the goal and you'll end up back where you started because there's a lack of meaning in your life. Right? So we need layers of meaning, layers of motivation, so that when you get there, you're like, yeah, I want to keep going. I want to show up for the kids. I want to feel confident at work. I want to be a leader in the health space. You know, I want to look good on the beach. I want to have good mental health. I want to feel confident in my relationship and be able to have sex and be confident in that space. See all these layers of motivation? You need to figure these out and write them down so that whatever the goal is, you're able to achieve the goal and continue being that healthy person beyond that goal. If this has helped, if this has made sense, please share it with a friend or anybody in your world or on social media in the stories usually, or the, you know, wherever you'd like to post it. Tag me. I'm on most of the things at Maddie Lansdowne, although I'm not super active, but I definitely pop in there when I get a tag. And thanks for being here. Share it with a friend and I'll catch you on the next episode. See ya. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is.